This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy. A diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yeah, well, let's get into it. So welcome to the show, Prinny Stevens. Thank you for coming on Sunday Arts Magazine today.
Hi, guys. I'm very excited to be with you guys this afternoon.
It's an absolute privilege. Now, people probably know your name from things like The Voice, and you starred in Rent and Thrill Alive and The Bodyguard. But where did it all start for you, Prinny? Was it always singing for you?
I started out as a dancer, like I think most triple threat girls. I would not shut up at home from a really young age. And, you know, my mum was from Tonga, and, you know, being first generation, I guess for me, they didn't know what to do with me. So they threw me in dance lessons. And then along with that came the acting and the singing. And for me, the singing is what stuck and what really helped me. If you can believe it, I was very quiet as a child. So it helped me find my voice. Sounds corny, but it really did. And I've been, you know, doing the talent quests and all the auditions from a very, very, very young age, and kind of found musical theatre was my haven, where I got to sing and dance and, you know, do all the things and really be that triple threat. And then during COVID, I found cabaret, where I wrote the show Lady Sings the Blues. You know, the first time we were supposed to do it, Neville was, as we know, during COVID, and we put it up on sale, and then we had to cancel the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be so much more exciting when we actually get on that stage and get to do the show third time's a charm, right? This will be our third test.
Exactly.
No one's stopping you.
But why have you made this, you know, like U-turn in your career? What was it that you mentioned that it had something to do with COVID, but this is quite different to doing musical theatre, you know, blues singing, isn't it?
Well, it's funny because I always say that cabaret was my first love. I did like a cabaret theatre course when I was 18. And it's really brought me back to that time, and it really is a place where I can do all the things I'm good at all in one time. And I don't just do blues. I go from Billy to Beyonce, so it's over 100 years of music.
Okay.
It's a lot of time to get through in an hour, but there's not many people who does jazz, R&B, gospel, and then pop as well. So I really kind of like to highlight the fact that I have had a long history with music, and, you know, Ella Fitzgerald and Etta James and Billie Holiday were my first influences. But, you know, the Whitney Houstons, the Aretha Franklin, the Tina Turners obviously moved me as well. And then bringing it all the way through to Beyonce, you know, I performed Beyonce on The Voice the very first time I went on. So it's really all about the women that have shaped me as a singer and as an artist.
And what's it like to share songs that have such like sort of a deep meaning with an audience?
It's scary. But I was very adamant about doing songs that were known, that as soon as people heard it, I didn't want to be fancy and do obscure songs. I wanted every song to hit and for it to have some nostalgia for everyone. It's, you know, At Last by Etta James, God Bless the Child by Billie Holiday, Saving All My Love from Whitney Houston, just all Natural Woman from Aretha Franklin. It is really highlighting those moments. And really, as soon as you hear those songs, you're transformed and transported to maybe the first time you heard these women. And it's about, you know, paying tribute to them and homage to them.
And with it being cabaret, you know, like there's always a bit of chat in between. Do you tell a little bit of a story about the artist, or is it more your...
Well, I do. I go through all of them, and, you know, Lady Sings the Blues is probably a nicer way of saying ladies sing their pain. Yeah. And all of these women have this common thread that they've been through so much. I go through and I tell, you know, anecdotes about each and every artist. For example, with Ella Fitzgerald, through my love of, you know, wanting to find out more about artists and songs and music, I found out that with Ella, the first time she came to Australia, she was actually refused entry onto the flight because they didn't believe her first class ticket was hers.
Wow.
And so I talk about those issues and, you know, just tell little stories that I found along the way that everyone kind of goes, oh, wow, I never knew that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
just showing a different side to these women and just what they went through, but the beauty that they leave us with.
Yeah.
Incredible music.
Yeah, well, and you know, like, and you know, like, even some of the recent ones, you know, like Tina Turner, yeah. how tough it was with what she had put up with Ike, you know, like, and yeah. then and then Whitney with Bobby Brown, you know, like, there's you know, like, it doesn't seem to change all that much, although Beyonce seems to be totally in control of what she's doing.
Yeah, I think she's okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is a testament of all the women before her.
Yeah.
You know, she has been hugely influenced by Tina Turner and had some iconic performances with her over the last 10 years. And, you know, we're supposed to get better. Things are not perfect, but things are getting better. And it's a story of hope. It's about where we've come from, where we're at, and where we can go.
Yeah. You know? And have you performed at somewhere else before, you know, like coming to the Cabaret Festival?
Yeah, so I've done the Adelaide Fringe a few times. They let me pass the border for some reason.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
I don't know why either. They're smuggling me into Melbourne for this one. But, yeah, I was able to do it there, and we've had, you know, 5-star reviews and
Brilliant.
Some really incredible audiences, and I just can't wait for Melbourne to see it. And, yeah, I'm bringing my guys, and I'm so excited to be a part of the Cabaret Festival. I really am. And at Memo Hall, which is, I haven't never actually performed there, so I'm really looking forward to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh, it's a fantastic venue. You're going to love it. Well, we can't wait to see you perform there as well. And with the stories that you're going to be telling and the women's music that you're performing, it's going to be wonderful. So thank you for doing it.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to perform it, and I can't wait. I'm doing a full tour, so we're going everywhere. So,
Brilliant.
But Melbourne is our first stop, and yeah, can't wait.
Fabulous. Well, thank you for joining us today, Prinny Stevens. Catch her show at the Melbourne Cabaret Festival, Lady Sings the Blues, Sunday, the 9th of July. Thanks again, Prinny. And you are on Sunday Arts Magazine, Joy 94.9.
And in fact, we're actually going to play a track called, from Prinny's doing a version of At Last. You're on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Cheek to You are mine, Adelaide. Oh,
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.